programmers considered fat. Or let your mom make the apps. I have been building up intuition about artificial intelligence for a long time now, and I'm just beginning to understand programming languages are absolutely not the way to go. The language needs to be a simple point-and-click application that any teenager can easily figure out how to program with. And then, a tiny local AI can operate via tool use and skills. A programming language is like several puzzles or frameworks mixed up together. And a point-and-click application anybody can operate is an unassembled furniture with 6 screws. You do need to inform the artificial intelligence how to put the thing together. So the program needs to come with assembly instructions. And to be clear, a programming language does not really need instructions. The AI is such a powerful thing that it can sort the puzzles out instantly and know what to add. Personally, I don't want artificial intelligence doing puzzle work, which is adding bit by bit of code that really does go well together. Even at the code level, I need AI to follow procedures, so I'm already giving it instructions on how to do it. Most programmers do it that way too. But everyone just needs to take that clear step forward into the world of furniture. And the AI can just screw application-specific pieces together. And working with large planks of wood as opposed to tiny little incomplete puzzle pieces means that it literally can't screw up your program. Though many a dad would actually argue this, but there is actually only one way a plank of wood fits the whole furniture assembly. In case of puzzle pieces, as your younger self may remember, you can just smash pieces together and they kind of fit. If your AI is low-powered, it will try to smash pieces together. So you give it the plank of wood with screws and holes all pre-made, and it will piece the program together correctly the first time. Programmers have kind of lost their minds and begun using AI as a lipstick on their code, which is very frequently a dirty pig, and they know it. But what they need to do is ask AI to rebuild their puzzle into an application-specific set of actions yet to be assembled in the future. And then ask a much simpler AI, which is free, to just put the pieces together and make some more if it is needed. Here, small local AI making plank-sized programs that it already has example of will not get too confused, and it can be made to repeat until it works. You can even ask the AI to learn from previous tries by asking it to reflect on a failed attempt and note what not to do. So just like anybody can create songs now, anybody can create software. Unfortunately, the kits to assemble applications are not quite here yet, which is pretty ridiculous. They aren't even hard to make. It's just that all programmers in the world are currently busy smearing lipstick on their pigs. They are yet to push themselves away from their desks and notice that they just need some pre-drilled planks of wood. Again, this is also why the error count is low here, because all the connections are already there. A web component with well-thought-out attributes does not have any errors, and web components that need finishing or have some bugs in them can be very easily pecked apart by little AI chickens. They will fit AI memory, no trouble. Which only leaves us with a discussion about your mom. Every mom can play Mario, everybody knows that. And it is that holy power that makes the app. A programmer can't ask questions like, is there another way? Or, is this really necessary? Does it fix problems that people actually have? Programmers imagine they're asking those questions, but they're not. But a mom, always otherwise busy, preferably with a large belt in her hand, can order the existence of such an app because she does not take crap from anybody. And here is what a mom may say. Give me a dashboard, like business intelligence dashboards or car or even news display on a TV. A grid of information with a capable sidebar. And unlike a programmer, she would add here, this is the floor of the application. Everything you need to know about it. Programmers would see the floor as code, but when you look at it correctly, it's actually the dashboard that's the floor. Then she'd say, give me an application bar on top that opens model windows, pop-up windows, that contain simple row-by-row forms, because why would anyone need more? These will issue my commands, and a Unix command has little attributes and little details that you put in. Well, that's what a form is for. A form is just a more informed command. She will then say, I want AI integration, obviously, because only an idiot would make an app without AI today. And her view would be to create a hermetic container. A virtual operating system that simply exposes OpenAPI, more commands. It is an operating system in a plastic box that just freaking works. It causes no trouble. It's just locked away, all done, all set up. And again, here, artificial intelligence would be doing most of the work. If she read up a little bit about it, which usually is just a matter of searching for open source software or top libraries, she would say, give me a BFF, which is short for backend for frontend. This will take care of all her communication needs from her own server to the remote container and other places. Basically, this means you have that HTML web app, but also, behind it, a really, really tiny little server, sometimes that just writes to a single database or even a JSON file. Now, she can submit her model forms or commands to the backend and possibly forward the stuff to her plastic AI box. Extremely portable, very nice and clean. Sometimes it's just like 30 lines of code. And then, and this is the part where she lifts her belt over her programming child, just in case the little bastard tries to protest, she would say, give me an edit button right in the freaking app. Here she would be thinking about Wikipedia, which has the edit button right there, HyperCard, which was basically a self-editable application, and FileMaker, only tiny, tiny, tiny little bit more sophisticated than HyperCard. Basically, there are rows of a database in there, and you create a user interface by dragging and dropping it together to display that row of information for input, for editing, to make it more informative. And then on the bottom, you have a next button. And now you're walking entire rows of databases. You can also connect related tables of rows on some shared piece of information like user ID, and then have a user interface for editing the whole freaking database. There are indeed many ways to take it from here, but a mom would just want to edit things in place, a very wise and lightweight pattern. So she would go to a form that needs an extra input box, click on the now visible plus button because she enabled the edit mode, and just type up a message to the darn AI. Give me a web component that selects from a list of these presets, and then paste in some rows of data or text. It could be instructions for generating songs, for example. The AI would absolutely know how to update the object and import the data from here, based on that instruction manual that comes with furniture assembly stuff. This in-place editing feature is not a new invention, but it is now made better because AI is available to code everything up. My own version of this part abstracts away the application. I myself am not ready for in-place editing. I did something I prefer. But even from here, I can tell that I'm just overcomplicating things for myself. Why should I create an alternative user interface when I can throw everything into edit-in-place mode? And I should add that our moms would beat the crap out of us if they found out that we use JSON like dorks instead of XML like normal people. It takes 30 seconds to get your state-of-the-art AI to make a simple XML parser that will forever work. Nesting objects inside JSON should result in a beating and a grounding. It seems programmers are just weird. Moms always have the right solution, but they just don't swing that belt frequently enough, because they're nice.